Hey, sorry to call you out of class. Or maybe I should say, you're welcome, instead, since I'm sure you'd rather not be in class. But I called you in because there was actually a recent lice outbreak. Lice outbreak. And we need to examine every single student in this school to find those who have been affected by this outbreak, or even who might be contributing to it. We've been making our way down our list of students, and today just so happens to be your lucky day. So feel free to have a seat and relax. You mustn't worry about a thing. I'm just going to examine your hair and scalp to see if there's anything that pops out at me. And don't worry, I'll be sure to take my time, so you can have more time away from class. I was never a fan of school myself, so I know how it is. Okay. Just searching around through your hair. Taking a look at your scalp. Seeing anything bad yet. Good signs so far. So, what class were you in that I pulled you out of? Blech. Not my favorite. As I said, I wasn't a big fan of school myself. But I will say, definitely enjoy it while you still can. I know it's something you might have heard before, and it's something that I was told when I was growing up in school. I never really understood it because why would I want to enjoy these painfully long days of sitting through boring lectures and having homework every night? But now I do understand it. Your life changes after school. Heck, even once you reach college, your life changes. And it might be hard to enjoy things and hang out with friends you used to see every day. Let's not even get into jobs. But yeah, just promise me you'll try your best to have fun and enjoy these school days. Try to get involved too, kiddo. I don't want you to regret not pushing yourself to be more involved with school activities a few years from now. Like, I regret not joining my school's basketball team. I play it and watch it all the time, but I was a little scaredy cat and never gave it a shot. Oh, hold on. It looks like we might have a no-no spot on your scalp right here. Right there. Can you feel that? Don't be alarmed, but it looks like you got. I'm telling you, these little guys are stubborn and will get anywhere. Nothing to fear, though. Just sit still and I'll remove them from your head. Just going to scrape them off and get them out. It's looking a lot better already. Alright, that is all of them for that one spot. Let me go ahead and give that spot a quick little spray. And there we go. That should prevent any new unwanted guests from settling there. Now let me continue my search to see if there's any other areas that might be infested. I'm not finding any other areas of infestation. But there are areas of redness and dryness. There's a couple of things that could be contributing to that. Has your head been itchy by chance recently? Yeah, I'd imagine. It looks like it would irritate you. You poor little thing. I know it's easier said than done, but try not to scratch too much. Now, although I just said that, I'm gonna break my own rule and give you some scratchies. It looks like you can use a good scratch. Does that feel nice? Don't worry. I have another spray I can use to help the irritation. But for now, we need to get rid of these pesky itchies. Okay, we don't want to scratch too much. Let me use that spray I was talking about for your irritation. There we go. Now we can massage it in so it can spread all over your scalp to prevent any further irritation or itchiness. Alright. That is another mission accomplished. If you still feel irritated, feel free to come back in. I'll see what I can do for you. Let me write you a note so you can return to class. I don't want those dumb hall monitors that care way too much about their job to stop you. And here we go. You are dismissed from my presence. Have a good rest of your day in class, sweetie.